This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Powerful storms and reports of tornadoes across Oklahoma and Kansas. More than 12 people injured. Frances Tabler is in Norman, Oklahoma, where the storms ripped the roof off her house.
I could hear the wind coming. All of a sudden, all the back windows where the kids' bedrooms are, I could hear them just crashing, busting out. And I got up, and then the wind just threw me back, and I'm screaming. It was like a blizzard inside the house with all the debris flying. And I was screaming for my kids.
Fortunately, they're all okay. She talked to KOCO-TV in Oklahoma. Ukraine says Russia's been firing off exploding drones. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's general staff says its forces have shot down 11 out of 14 Iranian-made Shahed drones, the Kyiv Regional Administration adding that 9 Shaheds were downed overnight around the capital. Meanwhile, Ukraine's presidential office says that at least 2 civilians have been killed and 9 others wounded by Russian attacks during the past 24 hours. Intense fighting has continued around Bakhmut, Avdiivka and Volodar in Donetsk, where Ukrainian towns face relentless Russian shelling. Ukraine's governor there, Pavlo Krylenko, says Russia has actively used aircraft and heavy artillery to strike peaceful cities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis will visit a neighbor of Ukraine in April, Hungary. The trip expected to focus in part on Russia's war in Ukraine. SpaceX may try again on Thursday to launch 4 astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA. Last-minute technical trouble forced SpaceX to call off this morning's launch. The countdown was stopped with just 2 minutes remaining until liftoff from Kennedy Space Center. Landmines left by the Islamic State group in Syria exploded this morning, killing 10 workers. This is AP News. What was the weekend's top movie?
Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania maintains its lead at the box office this weekend, even as interest in the movie dropped dramatically.
Second chances don't come around all that much.
The Ant-Man sequel made $32.2 million in its second weekend of release, but its box office take dropped nearly 70% from last week. It's gotten some of the worst reviews and audience scores for a Marvel Cinematic Universe film. Cocaine Bear made $23.1 million and comes in second. Jesus Revolution, starring Kelsey Grammer as a minister, debuted in third. Avatar: The Way of Water is in fourth place. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish takes number 5. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Bandits are stealing Apple headphones right off some people's heads in New York City. It's happened to 21 people. These sell for more than $500 each. The bandits riding mopeds up to their victims. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.